Hello.
Welcome.
Wow, that was really professional, Owen.
Thank you.
That was a crazy fade that just happened. A lot of work went into that. That was really beautiful.
I think, wait, can you hear me in your headphones?
You know, they're very quiet all of a sudden, so I have no idea. But
let me turn.
Okay, oh, I can. Yes, I can hear you now.
You can hear us. See, this is professionalism. After filling out quality control, now I'm like hyper aware of what we're supposed to be doing, and like it's supposed to like sound
professional. Oh yeah, how was that? I need to get my volunteer hours in somehow.
Oh yes.
Yeah, so I heard yours was a little dramatic. Should we be dishing this out on live on air?
I don't know. I mean, not that anyone listens, but I'm a little hesitant to do that.
Okay. So okay. Like, no, that's fair. That's fair. Well, you could do it anonymous. Like, we don't know who your person was. Do you want to give like maybe just some tea on what happened out there? Up to you.
I'll just say basically like I mean if this person is listening, like I listened to after my training, because you have to be trained for WMFO, I heard their show after, and I was like, oh my god, they're so funny, like I love their show, and I want to go listen to that for my training.
Oh no, so you sued in family.
I wouldn't say family, but in fanship.
Wow.
And wow. And then I
no loyalty.
And then I listened, and then there was some like explicit music playing, and I was like, I feel like I need to report this, because we were told to, because it's very important, because otherwise the FCC.
We really are big fans of bringing up the FCC on our show.
Yeah, this is
they're looking our kings.
Theme. Yeah. FCC, we're like really
our overlords.
Yes, our benevolent overlords.
Yes, exactly.
Should we get started?
I'm excited for today's music. It's a little more upbeat than what we've been doing, so if that's your vibe and you're one of our continuous listeners, get hyped.
Yeah, we know we have a lot of listeners here on our college radio show.
It's true.
Hold on. We're figuring something out right now. But we know we have a lot of listeners here at 7 a.m. On a Sunday for a college radio show, so we know you guys are big fans. And you know what is great at 7 a.m. is like music that would play at like
club music. Yeah,
yeah, or a club,
like really upbeat. That's what I'm always wanting at 7 a.m.
So like I think what's next is naturally a song that I can't really remember the first time I heard it, but I really liked it because it's kind of crazy, and I'm surprised that there's a clean version, but there is, and it is clean.
Very.
Very clean.
The cleanest.
But it's called Girls by the Dare, and it's very out there. I played this for my mom once, actually.
Ooh, fun. That's good. I like this song.
And she was not a huge fan.
Ooh, nice.
Which is valid. But yeah, so I think without further ado, I'm gonna try to fade in Girls by the Dare.
Woo! Good job. I like the girls who do drugs. Girls with cigarettes in the back of the club. Girls that hate cops and backers. Girls in the bonds. Girls that's mean just for funds. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to. I like tall girls, small girls, girls with tall girls, girls who get naked on the gray. They say I'm too horny, wanna put me in a cage. I'll probably put a hole in the wall that got before made. I like girls who pregnant, girls who give it up for land, girls who so kinky that they beg. I like the girls that do drugs. Girls with cigarettes in the back of the club. Girls that hate cops and bikers. Girls with no buns. Girls that's me just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to. I like the girls that do drugs. me, I like the girls that do drugs. Girls with cigarettes in the back of the club. Girls that hate cops and buy guns. Girls with no buns. Girls with me, just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I like girls who watch.
That's what's up.
Everyone, that was Garden of Eden by Lady Gaga. I personally love that song. Speaking of moms, I went to go see Lady Gaga with my mother right before I left for college, and that was an experience that I really, really valued and really loved. It was really awesome. Owen's back in the studio. Perfect. Well, I just wanted to say, in case you were confused or wondering, we really value our listeners on our radio show, and my mom is one of those few probably concurrent listeners. So I just want to say thank you, Mom. We're having some issues, but you know, we'll get over those, and just like we get over everything. Something that I've really been appreciating lately is the Zamboni magazine, which is the Tufts comedy magazine. We have one actually in the studio with us, and I'm looking at a picture of Sunil Kumar as Yoko Ono with John Lennon, which I think is very good. So just in case you were confused, this is the Marvelous Jumbunculi, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Up next, we're going to be listening to Perfect Exceder by Mason and Princess Superstar. And after that, Girl So Confusing by Charlie XCX featuring Lord. All right? Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Enjoy. Oh.
Girl, 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 girl. Just when I woke up to your voice, now you tell me how you've been feeling. Let's work it out on the remix. You always say let's go out, but then I cancel last minute. I was so lost in my head and scared to be in the pictures. For the last couple years, I've been at war in my body. I tried to starve myself thinner, and then I gained all the weight back. I was trapped in the hatred, and your life seemed so awesome. I never thought for a second my voice was in your head. When I was 10, someone said that, and it's just self-defense until you're building a weapon. She believed my protection, and now I totally get it. Forgot that inside that icon, there's still a young girl from Essex. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. It's you and me on the coin, the industry loves to spend. And when we put this to bed, the internet will go crazy. I'm glad I know how you feel, cause I ride for you, child. Girl, child. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. Girl, 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 girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. Girl, 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 girl. How do you feel being a girl? How do you feel being a girl? Girl, then I don't know, I'm just a girl.
All right, everyone, that was Girl So Confusing by Charlie XCX featuring Lorde. Great, great, great song.
Isaac, do you want to tell me a little bit about what made you put that song when we decided on the idea for Outrageously Upbeat for 7 a.m.?
Did I pick that song?
Yeah.
Oh.
She can't even remember what.
No, I can't remember. Last night, I was really tired last night. I love that song. I love Charlie. I love Charlie. And the only thing better than Charlie is Charlie doing her Charlie thing. And then dragging other people into it. That's how I feel about it. And that's really, to me, Brat, and it's Brat, that second album where she released all of her songs as, you know, remixes with other people. That's how that album feels to me. You know, it's completely different, but it's also still Brat. It's just, it feels like she, like, physically found people who she wanted to do a song with and dragged them against their will into the studio and didn't let them leave until they released a banger. And I love that.
Against their will?
It feels wow. against their will. I don't know.
See, I don't know if I agree with that. This is some argument on Marvelous Jumunculi. Some
hey,
tension.
How else would the Japanese house have gotten in that studio to release a song with Charlie XCX?
I just think Charlie XCX has such, like,
she was just making like, him bump it?
to the music. Like, dance to the music. Cause,
bump it to the music.
Yes. I don't know. I just think she has such like weight and like coolness that I think she, like anyone wants to do this stuff with her. Well, do you know the story behind how Girl So Confusing happened?
I don't.
Well, so Charlie, you know, obviously on the original album on Brat wrote this song and it doesn't feature Lorde because she doesn't have any features on the first album.
Right.
She wrote the song about basically like her insecurities with her relationship with Lorde, and then I think before the album got sent out, Charlie sent it to Lorde, and it was just basically like, "Here's this, like, here's how I was feeling,"
Whoa.
And Lorde, I don't know how immediately, but immediately responds with a voice note of her verse in response. So it was
Whoa.
Like
oh so the song is actually about Lorde.
Yes, so the song is about because like they got compared a lot. Like there's literally this interview.
Oh, I've seen
yeah,
this.
Yeah, where Charlie XCX is getting asked about her single Royals and what it's like to live in New Zealand. And for anyone who knows, Royals
is not a Charlie XCX song.
No, it's probably Lorde's like biggest song.
Probably.
And Charlie XCX, as said in this song, is just a young girl from Essex, not New Zealand. And so like they get compared a lot, so I think it just like caused a lot of friction and insecurity. And so this is about kind of crazy, like, to write a song about someone and to get them get featured on the remix.
Yeah, that's actually, also sending a voice note as a response is kind of like the most, sending a voice note of your verse in their song as a response is kind of like,
it's a power move.
It's a power move. That is a strong, strong move. I really respect that.
Also, it's just like cool. And it's very Lorde. It's very Lorde.
So Lorde.
Lorde is constantly over intellectualizing things and I love it. Like,
it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It truly, truly is.
So next up is a song that I really liked off of I think it's I can't read it from here, but it's the basically
it's off of Brat and it's completely different, but it's also still Brat.
Well, it's off of that one, but it's originally off of I think Brat and it's complete it's Brat and it's three more songs, but it's still Brat. It's basically like the deluxe version of the original.
There have been
album.
A couple versions of this album.
Yeah, just a few, you two. Know, and we're not complaining.
No.
And I don't really, I just kind of wanted to add this song. Yeah. It's called Hello Goodbye by Charlie XCX. All
right.
I don't know what's going on. Most of the time I'm out my mind, a nervous wreck. I said goodbye and not hello, don't even know. Felt a little fear and some anxiety the second you arrived, and kind of smiled at me, my heart began to rise. I panicked quietly, so silently said goodbye before you came. I turned around and ran away. I was too scared. I should have said hello, 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 hello. I said goodbye before you came. I turned around and ran away. I felt too scared. I should have said hello, 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 hello. Replaying all my worst regrets. I shot myself. I'm born to lose. Now all I do is think about you. Felt a little fear and some anxiety the second you arrived, and kind of smiled at me. My heart began to rise. I'm freaking quietly, so silently. I said goodbye before you came. Before you came, I turned around and ran away. I was too scared. I should have said hello, hello, hello.
the personality, not even gravity could ever hold him down. He's got the sexuality of a man who could take the room and drown it out. Yeah. Inching closer to the sunrise. Now we're standing eye to eye. I wanna tell you what's on my mind.
Let's go.
You just got me started, and I don't think I can stop it. And I don't wanna go home alone, alright? Oh, baby, baby, why can't I be honest? Kinda misusing my body, feel just like this body did tonight. Oh, baby, baby. We've got that hot chemistry.
Alright, that was Got Me Started by Troye Sivan.
And that was an Isaac ad. We're kind of doing a little alternating system. And I just kind of added Hello Goodbye, but was there any, like, kind of, to use a fancy word, any impetus to you adding Got Me Started besides it being an amazing song?
A great, great, great song. Wow, I can hear myself so great in these headphones now. It's really nice.
Yeah, is it a little uncomfortable at the same time?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I really, really love that song. It's like the perfect mix of like a real song and a part to dance to, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And they feel really separate in that song, which I really appreciate almost. No, I don't know. I don't have any strong like personal connections to that song. Besides it being such a bop, and I feel like that should be enough sometimes.
I really agree. I feel like, I mean, this is actually like a great, we don't have to move on to the next song too quickly, but that's like a great connector to the next song, because the next song is Silver Jubilee by Audrey Hilbert. And I first listened to the album Who's the Clown, which is her debut album, that song is off of.
Yes.
Struggled to get there, but got there eventually. And I like listened to it. I was like, I really enjoy this, but I was like, I don't know if it's good, because I was like, it's so plainly spoken, and it's
yeah.
so like humorous in almost an unintentional way. But then I realized I was like, nope.
That's its kind of beauty, though.
And pop can be fun, and it doesn't have to be kind of like so poetic and like lyrical.
Yes,
it can just be telling a story, and it can be fun, and that can be beautiful. And also it takes skill to write something honest and funny.
Fun. Yes.
And I actually like now I'm like, no, it is actually a very well-written album. It's just written in a different way than, say, like, a Taylor Swift or a Phoebe Bridgers. Not to put them in the same category. I'm not doing that. I know they're very different. But I think they both are very focused on these very, like,
lyrical,
intricate, lyrical storytelling styles.
And I think, honestly, that's just a great way of describing this whole playlist that we have going on here. Not that there isn't anything lyrical in here, but it's also just fun. This is just a fun album we have going, fun playlist we have going here.
Because, like, music is supposed to be fun. I feel like sometimes I give myself, like, assignments. I'm like, oh, I need to listen to this new album.
Yes.
And I'm like, wait, no, I'm doing this for myself. It's supposed to be fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do that, too.
Yeah. How do you, like, get out of that? Like, what do you do when you...
Oh, I have a fun playlist, and I force myself to listen to my fun playlist, and then I'm like... Like, one song in, you know, I put it on random, you know, I put it on shuffle, mm-hmm, and one song in, I'm like, random. And one song in, I'm like, oh, okay, no, I don't need to be listening to that old, whatever I was listening to, especially because I feel like a lot of times there are, like, new albums. Okay, No One Hate Me, the new Olivia Dean album.
I haven't listened to that.
I don't dislike it. I got to the fourth song, though, and I was third or fourth song, I don't know, some song that was past two in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know, I'm not really feeling it right now. And I did eventually go back and finish it, and I do like the album. The album's very good. I'm no hate to any album fans out there, mm-hmm, but don't come after me.
One of our co-hosts, Kaden, I'm sure.
Oh, big fan. And I think Addie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, and no hate. But it just wasn't. I wasn't feeling it, at least in that moment. So I went to my fun playlist, and you know what? I was skipping down the street after that, metaphorically.
No, literally.
I was skipping. I was backflipping down the street.
I was Benson Booning
all over the place.
Yes.
Booning everywhere I go.
I feel like sometimes, too, though, like, because you did say, like, oh, like, I had to force myself to listen to my, like, fun playlist. Like, I do feel like there is some level of, like, sometimes you have to force yourself.
Yeah, because you, like, appreciate it later.
And, like, sometimes I'll be in this mood of, like, I've listened to every single, like, song on this playlist a million times. I need new music, but I don't want new music. I just want music that I've already heard, but that I like.
Yes, I want music that I already heard, but that I like, that isn't this music that I've already heard and liked.
Yes, exactly. Music that feels fresh, but that I already know all the words to.
Exactly. It's hard out here. It's rough.
But sometimes you, like, either sometimes you gotta force yourself to listen to that fun playlist, or you gotta force yourself to listen to new music because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Force yourself to make a new playlist.
Yeah. And that's beautiful, and that's...
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Turns out the true lyrical things are just us talking. That's the true poetry here.
We should put out an album.
Yes, that would be good.
Yeah,
we'll think on an album name in between the next few songs for you guys.
We'll put our heads together.
Oh yeah.
So, anyways, without further ado, we're gonna play Silver Jubilee by Audrey Hobart. Shooting Stars up a little bit later. But yeah.
Yep. All right. Enjoy.
She wrote, oh, it's a hard, long life. I'll bet you he survives. And if we end up
Just had Isaac singing along a little bit there in the studio.
Oh yeah.
I'm sad you guys couldn't hear
it. We'll get us on karaoke one day soon. We haven't thought of our album cover yet, or album name yet. We forgot.
I think the album cover should just steal from the Rolling
Stone. Oh yeah, and use the picture of Sunil Kumar getting kissed by
John Lennon.
My question
is
our very own Yoko Ono.
I'm looking at for our listener.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't know if you're of the, like, age bracket to know this.
That would be a pretty old... No, I think it's, like, a pretty all-time image. I feel like everyone...
I don't think I... I mean, I just...
Have you never seen this picture before?
No, but I, like, figured it out from context that this was... But, like... I'm looking at it now. Were they laying down? Because how is
they were
laying? Ohno-
oh yeah, they were laying down. That's why her hair looks like that. They weren't like falling through the air.
Oh yeah, that does make sense. But the way she's standing makes it look like she's. The way she's posed makes it.
I think Sunil's head adds some like
some confusion.
Confusion to the image because you can kind of see her head, her hands behind her head, and it looks like she's reclining a little bit more.
But doesn't it, like, do you see what I mean? That it doesn't it like look like she's standing based on her like posture?
Wait, low key, yes. Wait, and, like a lot.
And also, I never looked at the shadows. Guys, this is really great for audio format.
Yes, just everyone imagine or pull up on your phone, Google Rolling Stone Yoko Ono. John Lennon cover, and then there's like a naked picture. You know, never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, no, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's nothing
it's
explicit.
Art.
It's,
art. It's
art. It's art. Exactly.
But there's like a shadow behind it that makes.
Yeah.
Think.
No, I see
Anyways,
that. I love her jeans. I can't comment on any of his clothes because there seem to be an
absence of clothes.
It's okay.
And,
she has an excess.
A lot at because I'm at the art school here at Tufts. I'm at SMFA as well as that. I'm a combined degree, and I hear a lot of teachers talking about both the presence and absence of things. So it's like there's a line drawing class, and they're like, "What about the absence of lines?" So it's like, "What about the absence of clothes?" You know,
that's beautiful. I really like that.
And I think that's. It's just sometimes I'm at like in art classes, and I'm like, "Wow, I really am at art school because this is like." All the jokes you make are accurate. Anything you're thinking is accurate.
All of the things?
Yes, all of the... Every stereotype is, like, accurate. Everything is as kind of, like... Woo-woo.
Even the stereotypes of possibly all kids at art school being only children?
Is that a stereotype? Wait, is that a
thing? No, I don't know. I was...
Oh, so that was a...
Yes. You know what? So, yes, it is a stereotype.
So I fully... something just went over my head here that you guys will understand in a second. Wait, am I sounding good? In the,
yeah. Yeah. You sound great.
I sound amazing. Okay. Well, yeah, speaking of only children, like, Isaac, you're an only child, right?
I am an only child. I always really wanted a sibling, but I never got
one. What did you want? Did you want an older...
Well, like, when you're a kid, you never want... really an older sibling because it's kind of like mostly off the table by the time you're born.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always petitioning my parents to have another younger sibling, and I would have been the older one, I guess, in that scenario. Never happened. There was a time I remember where I was giving my dad a hard time about it because I always did. And at some point he asked me if I would prefer an older brother or to go and get ice or prefer a younger brother or to go and get ice cream. And I picked ice cream. And then any time I ever brought up wanting a sibling again after that, my dad told me I picked the ice cream over my now essentially like dead younger sibling.
Wait,
or I guess the hopes and dreams of it were dead.
Wait, that sounds
it was
kind of
it was a bad moment for me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of traumatizing. Isaac's dad, I know you're listening.
Oh, he is listening. It's okay.
He's a fan of the pod. Even though this isn't really a pod, but like
the pod.
At this point it is when we're yapping this much.
Yeah.
But that is crazy. Like that is kind of but hey, you made your choice.
No, I made my choice. And you know what? I stand by it.
Yeah.
Humphrey Slocombe, if anyone is listening in from San Francisco, Humphrey Slocombe, so good.
Is that ice cream?
That is ice cream.
I mean,
so
like
good.
Maybe a man that you ran into, I don't know.
Oh, Humphrey. Humphrey was delicious.
Also, just a reminder that this is Marvelous Drum Monkey Lie, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
And speaking of siblings.
Speaking of siblings, we have a bit of a public service announcement here about siblings. So, Big Brothers and Big Sisters public service announcement. So, be a Big Brother, Big Sisters. Well, be a Big Brother, Big Sisters volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a Big Brother means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister age, 7 through 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for just a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Exactly. I personally, well, I have an older brother, so I'm not an only child.
You know, that PSA was less about actually having siblings than, like, doing some adopt-a-sibling program, almost.
Do you not know what Big Brother, Big Sister is?
Oh, it's the Big Brother, Big Sister program.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I do know what that is.
His roommate does that.
It's true. He does.
But, wait, yeah, okay, so you do know what it is.
I do.
Yeah, but yeah, I have an older brother, who I love. He's great. But I did also sometimes, because I'm very gay, in case you couldn't tell from listening to my voice, I think.
And the music.
Yeah, that too. But like, I love my older brother, but I didn't, sometimes I'd want to have an older sister too.
Because
like you just like queen out with your older sister.
That's beautiful.
And like help with outfits and stuff. And my brother, who's amazing. That's just not his speed, but I genuinely wouldn't wish it any other way, because he's genuinely very great. So I wouldn't want it any other way, but I don't know, maybe if he just like queened out a little more with me.
Hey, well, we all have things to work on.
Yeah, I'll give him a little homework assignment on that.
Yeah, you know, I always really wanted like a twin. I wanted a twin sibling. I feel like everyone you see who has like a twin, they're like joined at the hip. It's like, you know, it's another you to grow up with, another, it's just like a best friend to have, and they're exactly like you. I guess that I'm talking about identical, but you know, you get what I mean. I don't know. That was the vibe I always wanted.
This just sounds like some narcissism that we should unpack about how you just want to like be friends with yourself.
Maybe, you know, maybe I'm a great person to hang out with. Who knows? Not you. I'm not having a parasocial relationship with any of our listeners.
Yeah, hello, listener. Oh, we have... With any of our listener. I'm stealing that from... do you know the podcast Smartless?
No.
It's like every dad listens to the podcast. You know... You're going to say no to any of these, but you know Will Arnett or...
Oh, yeah.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
And Sean Hayes, who's in Will and Grace. He played...
I don't know about Sean Hayes.
The gayer one in Will and Grace. Do you know Will
and Grace? Yes, the gayer one. Okay.
Yeah, so they always say, like, hello, listener.
That's good. And, I like that.
So I'm stealing that.
It's ours now. I don't know who those people are. They don't exist. No. Hello, listener. No one has ever said listener.
No.
Plural has only existed before us. We invented the singular.
That. Yes, exactly. And no one knows those incredibly famous actors.
Who?
So,
I don't even know anyone named Sean.
I don't know anyone named Isaac either. Like that's
yeah, that's like a weird name.
Did we ever introduce? Like, by the way, I'm Owen.
And I'm Isaac.
Yeah, and we're missing our other half of our large group that still didn't get us.
Or in this very small temporary studio
that still didn't get us a good time slot.
No,
but we're missing. So shout out to Kate and Addie. They're having a great time.
Sleeping, presumably.
I hope so. They should be hopefully sleeping. Or maybe doing like a little early morning.
Ooh, if they're doing a little early morning hike, they better be listening.
Yeah, you better.
You better be listening.
Better be listening to Marvelous Dramunculus.
Yeah, I want you guys to call in. Please don't. Please don't. The phone is actually you can't
call in the studio.
No, the phone is too far away.
This is just some lovely. Both of us are a little bit sick right now, but
just a tad.
But don't worry, there's no food in here, so we can't like hydrate our voices. So it's just gonna be like dry
noises.
But speaking of the last song, which was Isaac.
Oh yeah.
The last song that played before this was Super Scar.
Oh right. I'd forgotten.
No, that's real. It is right.
Oh. Yes, it is right there.
Your eyes. But yeah. Did you wanna what was the kind of I don't know, impetus. I keep using that word. I can't.
That's a good word. No, I mean, I feel like I sound like a broken record here, but I love that song. It's just so fun. It's just such a fun, upbeat song. And it definitely borrows, as you know, as you said, from a bunch of other artists. But sometimes I think that's okay. I think it's okay, you know, art is repetition and, you know, all of, and like recycling. And who doesn't love some recycling?
Yeah, exactly. Recycle. Another like PSA we
could. PSA. I'm sure, please recycle. I'm sure, and compost.
I'm sure it could be in there about recycling.
Yeah.
Well, and also, I think there's some quote that I'm sure I'm misquoting. It's like something like good artists like try to create or whatever, like great artists steal or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's something, like that.
But it is
growing. Wait, isn't it the other way around?
No, it's basically great artists steal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really remember. But it is growing on me. I do like that. I don't know if it's like my number one, but I enjoy it, and if I can dance to it, I'm usually gonna have like a good time.
That's fair.
And speaking of things we can dance to, I think we're gonna move on to the next song, which is Shooting Star by Audrey Hobart.
All right.
I'm gonna play that now.
Right, everyone, that was Shooting Star by Audrey Hobart.
And next up is a song that just got released really recently.
It was like in the last 2 weeks, right?
I think so. And it's from, I'm curious to see how this movie does, but I won't talk too much so we have time.
Oh, I'm excited to see it.
I'm excited to
be. Wait, should we go?
I love the first. Wait, yes.
I would actually be so down. Wait, I love the first one.
Legitimately. Okay, we'll make these plans off air so you can listen.
Okay, sorry guys, sorry.
But this is Lucky by Renee Rapp. From Now You See Me. Now You Don't. Okay.
Body, 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 body. slow money, baby, you can't look, but don't get touchy. I la la lucky.